This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Remember.
Great song.
Man, oh man, can you imagine the royalties on this song?
Oh, no, I can't. Penny a play wouldn't be bad, would it?
Not many better bands than Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Exactly. And they were also good stage presence.
Oh.
You know, they were the one of the groups still did a little structured dance, you know.
I mean, oh, yeah. And that crazy, wild bass player with the hair. He looked like he's 7 foot tall, and he bounced around back there. They were the more entertaining. Awesome.
Yep. Good morning.
Joel Fletcher. I don't know. I mean, you've had so many titles. You're now the general manager at the Herald Review and charge of advertising throughout the whole region, I think.
No, just mainly Decatur now, but there was a time when I was involved in the Bloomington and Mattoon papers, but that's changed a little bit because it's just too much going on.
Good.
It's hard because you really want to focus on the market you're in, and I love Decatur unlike any other city.
That's one thing that drives me batty about big corporations.
Yep.
You know, and I was chairman of the board at St. Mary's Hospital, and we did everything we could to get the right CEO in there, and it's not easy to find the right.
That's right.
We finally found him, Kevin Cass.
Yep.
This goes back years. And he was terrific. Got that hospital
Wonderful.
To where it needed to be. Everything's going gangbusters, and guess what? They gave him two more hospitals.
Yep.
I go, what?
Stretch
him. This is a big job here. This is not a job for a third of a CEO.
Exactly right.
And so at some point, you got to stop doing
that. You do, absolutely. And it's all, I'm sure it's all to do with cost savings and that sort of thing, but it does make a huge difference when you can focus on whether it's your business or being involved in the community all the time versus trying to schedule all that.
How long have you been in Decatur?
We just celebrated 30 years.
I figured. And I've known you at least 28 of those 30 years.
You know, Kevin, I was kind of chuckling to myself this morning knowing I was going to be on with you. And I remember, I don't know if it was your 50th or what. I remember Sue calling me.
It was my 35th.
It was not.
Birthday.
Was it?
Meet the press.
I couldn't. I remember that. Planning that, you know,
my
being 50th, involved in that.
My 50th. How old do you think I am now?
Well, no, I just was trying.
That was my 35th birthday. Holy smoly.
But that's
out at Shaw's Gardens.
That's right.
That was a total surprise.
That was great. And I think
you did the tape for
Sue. And I think we had some special music on there too. I don't know. I would give anything to hear that again. I should learn to keep those things.
You did something on Meet the Press because it was kind of what I liked. And I used to watch Meet the Press every Sunday, so you somehow got that.
Well, Sue fed me all the ideas, so.
Yeah, the way that happened is it was on a Saturday afternoon. I had just come back from a golf outing in Jacksonville, and I had a splitting headache. I couldn't wait to get home and just crash. And Sue says, you know, we got to go out tonight. I go, Sue, I know it's my birthday, but can we just do
stay
it
home?
Here? She goes, nope, I got it planned, all planned. We're going downtown. We're going out to dinner. The kid's going to be there. Okay, I'll man up here. So we get in the car, and she puts in this, back then, her cassette tapes.
Right.
And there's your voice, and you're talking about all this stuff. And I go, what's this? Because Joel Fletcher did this for you. And then Meet the Press, dun, dun, dun. And he had the music and all that stuff. And then all I know is we make a U-turn here on 36. I go, what? And we pull in to Shaw's Garden, all these people there.
Yeah. It was an unbelievable party. That was so cool.
But I knew you before that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, I moved here in May of 87, and Stacy came in August.
Was that with WSOY?
That was with WDZ.
WDZ, that's where I met you. You did the morning show.
Mm-hmm. I came here with no intentions of doing that thing, but I ended up getting roped into it somehow because the guy that was doing it, I don't remember his name, took off, and Steve Bellinger at that time said, well, you know, you've got some broadcast experience. Why don't you do it? Okay, I'll fill in. Well, that was for like 2 years.
I met you because I wanted to promote Our Lady of Lourdes Fall Festival.
Okay, yeah.
And you and Amy were doing it.
Right, because I'm trying to remember. I started out with Britt Brown's wife, Lori,
Oh, yeah.
Lori Mundy Brown.
Yeah, and then maybe she was on then.
Could have been.
Yeah, she's a neat gal.
Right. Oh, fantastic.
And Amy, look at her. Wow.
Yeah, and then we did a year there with Sally Masterson. That was a whole different.
That was a low point.
Yeah, that was a tough time.
Going from Amy Bleefnik to Sally Masterson just because she had a voice on an ATM machine.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
You carried it totally at that point.
But Amy and I
she
talked about that
one.
Oh, no question about it.
But you were at Schwartz's restaurant.
That's right.
Gosh, I forgot all about that.
I remember doing I think it was with Amy when we were doing the morning show and the place caught on fire. it was crazy. We've had some great stories.
All I remember is Bob Falstrom sitting there at the breakfast table waiting to go on the air with his newspaper.
That's right. That was our news.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those are great. Those are great. Those are great memories. And then as I was out in the lobby talking to Carol in Hillegas, I was saying that I had been up to the old Pershing Road building, which
Girl Scouts building.
Our former mayor McElroy used to affectionately call Little Kosovo.
That's right.
Because every time he'd walk in when it would rain, remember that, Jeff Daly? He'd walk in, there'd be 13 buckets there.
Oh, there'd be 13 buckets and the mushrooms growing from the ceiling.
Yeah, and the ceiling tiles falling over.
Right, exactly. We've got to wear a helmet inside the building.
I went and visited that place.
If anybody wants to know how good a contractor Romano Construction is, go out there and see how he transformed that into a beautiful, beautiful place.
It's absolutely gorgeous. I didn't go through all of it, but I was trying to visualize where everything used to be, and it was hard to do that.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I have not planned one thing to talk to you about because I know that we will cover the waterfront just by reminiscing and then knowing what you know about what's going on in this community current day.
I got a couple of things I can share with you, too, when we come back.
All right, let's take that marquee coffee break. We'll be back right after this.
We will take the marquee coffee break. Fresh roasting coffee, locally indicator for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discernible coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Hi, this is Amy from Gustafson & Associates. These days, you have enough to worry about. Don't add the stress of getting your taxes done to that list. Just trust the experts at Gustafson & Associates. When you want the most for your money, trust Gustafson & Associates. When you want to make sure this year's tax preparation is a lot easier, when you want to make sure you get every deduction you're entitled to, when you want to save time, money, and headaches, trust Gustafson & Associates to give you a hand. With our skill and knowledge of the latest tax laws, our knowledgeable accountants will help you get every deduction and make sure you get the biggest refund possible. We will prepare your tax return faster and easier than you'd ever dreamed. Call 875-2500 and have the same person take care of your taxes every year. Someone you know and trust. Someone who's there to answer your questions all year long. Get the professionals who deliver personal service. Gustafson & Associates, 875-2500, located at the corner of Martin Luther King Jr. Drive and Pershing Road indicator.
At Ameren Illinois, safety comes first. So before you start that landscaping project or install that new fence, call 811 to have underground gas lines and other utilities clearly marked. Because no outdoor project is worth getting hurt over. We're here to help get the job done safely so you can get back to enjoying your great outdoors. Ameren Illinois, energy at work.
Looking for a great used car? Think CPOV at BBAM. That would be Certified Pre-Owned Vehicles at the Bob Brady Auto Mall. Now you might be saying, why a CPOV at the BBAM? That's easy.
Selected.
Every certified pre-owned vehicle Brady sells is late model and low miles. These are the cars you'd choose yourself if you took the time to troll every website and visit every car lot. Don't waste your time. Brady has them all in one place.
Inspected.
Every CPOV undergoes an extensive safety inspection. Every detail is perfect with a Bob Brady certified pre-owned vehicle.
Protected.
Every Brady CPOV comes complete with up to a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. How can Brady do that? With cars and trucks this good, it's easy.
And never neglect.
Check out CPOVs from Chrysler, Ram, Jeep, Dodge, Fiat, Honda, and Hyundai now at the BBAM. It's the Bob Brady Auto Mall, I-72 at exit 144, Decatur.
We never forget where we come from. The Jersey Pop, the Starting Five, the Comeback. We stand on the shoulders of giants. We will always be the Fighting Illini. Order the Fighting Illini 4-pack today for $89 as the Fighting Illini take on Nebraska February 18th at 2:30 p.m. Call 1-866-ILLINI1 or visit FightingIllini.com today.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Jeff's kind enough to let me use all my Soy City Buzz music when I do these shows.
Two great bumps in a row.
Oh, I got off on a tangent with Wayne Kemp because he's a B3 Oregon player. He's an extraordinary musician with the B3 Oregon with
Absolutely.
The Leslie speakers and all that. And so Jeff was playing one of my Boss Skaggs bumps or bumper music, and I said, oh, no, keep playing it. This got this B3 Oregon in it. You got to hear this, Wayne. So I wanted to go on for 15 minutes, Jeff, about B3 Oregons.
Yeah, we wrapped up the show with that. Yeah, that was cool.
Well, I don't know how cool it was.
Well, it was different. To me, that's cool.
One of my favorite pictures of Jeff Daly, and we took a picture of this, and I posted it on Facebook a number of years ago, was when we were out. Jeff was setting up for one of the community leaders' breakfasts out at the Decatur Conference Center Hotel.
Oh, yeah.
And the speaker was a young man who was blind, but who, you know, was going to play a baby grand piano. And so Jeff was sitting there, and I took this picture, and, of course, he's a dead ringer for Billy Joel, and he's at the piano. So I post this thing, and I said, Stacy and I were in the Big Apple and had the pleasure of meeting Billy Joel, and I left it at that and got all kinds of comments.
Yeah, it blew up a little bit, didn't it?
Yeah, remember that?
You literally are a dead ringer for Billy Joel.
He is.
Yeah, and I saw Billy Joel in action in one of the Super Bowls. He was going to do the national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
So he was rehearsing on Saturday,
and
Katie Couric was there. And she wanted to go over and say hi to Billy Joel. So she goes, high heels on and really tailored outfit on, trying to jog across the field to get to the stage between interludes.
Right.
And she finally gets there, and she's looking up, and he's up on stage, and she's talking to him, and he goes, Katie Couric. And so he stops, takes the gum out of his mouth, puts it under the piano, and jumps off his bench and goes over and starts talking to her.
No kidding.
And he's just like an ordinary guy.
That's cool.
Puts the gum under the piano, you
So
know?
This was part of when you were working for CBS doing the
Super Bowl.
You and I were talking during the break. And we had some people over at the house over the week. I said, I think this is the game that Kevin Brahini is at. And I was trying to explain what it is you do. And it basically, I mean, you're hoofing all the time, aren't you?
Yeah.
Following
yeah.
your camera guy.
I plan to talk about this with Jimmy, but when I did the Jacksonville game, I had my little watch on, my Apple Watch. It tracked. We did, when we start from security meeting to end a game and whatever cleanup I do, it was 6 miles.
Wow.
And I think we probably went end to end at least 20 times on the field from goalpost to goalpost. And those are like wind sprints. You run, you stop, you run, you stop, you run, you stop. It's a workout.
How heavy
so
is that
fun.
Camera the guy has to carry?
Sammy thinks I pull cable. I don't pull cable. I'm not allowed to pull cable. I'm not an electrician. That's UAW. But I carry equipment. And so I carry this metal stand with a lot of focusing devices on it, a stick called the steady stick, and another lens,
uh-huh.
a wide angle lens. He carries the camera. Camera, I think, is 30 to 35 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And my stuff is probably close to that, too.
Oh, my. That's a workout.
Yeah. And my goal is to always know that I'm a few steps ahead of him.
Mm-hmm.
As long as I can be ahead of him, he knows I can still do this.
So are you wearing a headset, too? And are they telling you where to go, or do you just go?
That's why I get to do this. I know where to go.
No kidding.
I've worked with this guy so much that he doesn't have to re-educate some 20-year-old something kid every Sunday. He does it when I'm not there, which is half the games. But on big games, he wants me there so he doesn't have to educate. Because half the time you get caught up in the game and you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Absolutely.
And this is a matter of seconds. It is so much fun.
Have you counted the number of games that you've done?
About 100.
Have you really?
Yeah. It's about 10 a year. It's about 10 a year, and it's been 11 years.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, I always look for you on TV.
Trying to do one more year next year if they'll let me, and that'll be my fifth Super Bowl, and then I'll be done.
That's what an opportunity, though.
Oh, it's been, it's like Forrest Gump. Jimmy Kimmins made it all possible.
That's right.
But it's John Pavlovich is who I work for.
Right.
If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be doing the games.
That's cool.
Yeah. So anyway, he's the guy that got creamed in the Jacksonville game.
I missed this.
Oh, my gosh. Just go on the Internet. It's all over the Internet.
Okay.
And the quarterback for Jacksonville just did a direct hit on him. There's nothing he could do but stand there and take it. And I saw it coming 5 yards in advance, and I get the heck out of the way. I don't get paid what he gets paid. So I got to go to work on Monday, and so I backed up, and I wasn't even in frame. Tracy Wolfsman's running for her life because it wasn't just one guy. It's three guys,
right.
Two guys trying to tackle.
It's a lot of beef.
Yeah, it's like mass destruction when they hit the sidelines. It's
I remember Brian talking about a Bears game one time and how big Urlacher was. He said, you just don't have any idea on TV how big these guys are till you get down on the field.
Kimmins got creamed one time. On Thanksgiving, and it was such a hard hit. He had a concussion out of it.
Oh, my.
But he denied he had one so he could stay and do the game. And but he faked it.
So,
he did have one, but he got hit so hard, he screamed the F word. and it went over the air. And then they said, wow, let's play that back. And he goes, exactly the way it happened? And they said, yeah, this is the director, yeah. And he said, okay. And the sound guy just... let it go again.
Oh, my.
And then they realize, well, this isn't good.
So have you ever thought about, when you're done with your football career, are you going to go on to do golf or anything? I mean, are you going to go to the Masters?
There's nothing much for me to do with
golf. Okay, all right.
This is this is an acquired skill because I know how important it is to get this guy hooked up within seconds. And nobody else really does. And they get mad when he gets mad at them when they don't get there in time.
That's great, though.
And, so I'm glad he is the way he is because I like working for him. Nobody else does.
Yeah, but what a neat opportunity.
Hey, Jeff, Spin City Coffee. I got that pound of this.
I think. Cool.
It's Cadence Blend. And Spin City Coffee, Kyle left that here. So 875-1340, and you get a whole bag of coffee if you call in, and Jeff picks you. 875-1340. All right, Joel, we're going to take another break. When we come back, I'm going to let you talk about whatever you want to talk about. Not me.
I'll mention a couple things.
Okay.
Sunshine today, 43 your expected high. It's a great way to start a weekend. Patchy fog overnight tonight, cloudy skies, 30 the overnight low. Patchy fog tomorrow morning, partly sunny in the afternoon, 45 your high, and then a chance for some showers, maybe a light drizzle on Sunday morning, otherwise cloudy with a high of 51 degrees. 26 right now in downtown Decatur, and your WSOY time, 6:52.
With the dawning of another new year, it's time when many of us are setting goals that will improve our lives and make us better people. Hi, I'm Ouija Stewart with the Community Foundation of Macon County, and I encourage you to consider this goal for 2018, to be more charitable and support causes in our community. It's easier than you think, and you certainly don't have to be wealthy to do it. At the Community Foundation, we can help you reach your giving goals by setting up a donor advised fund, or establishing a scholarship in your name. We can even help you create a legacy gift that will continue to support your favorite charities even after you are gone. If you're unsure about what causes or organizations you want to help, we'll work with you to determine where your giving will make the biggest impact. Call us today at 429-3000 to learn more. At the Community Foundation, we make giving easy.
Hi, this is Amy from Gustafson & Associates. These days, you have enough to worry about. Don't add the stress of getting your taxes done to that list. Just trust the experts at Gustafson & Associates. When you want the most for your money, trust Gustafson & Associates. When you want to make sure this year's tax preparation is a lot easier, when you want to make sure you get every deduction you're entitled to, when you want to save time, money, and headaches, trust Gustafson & Associates to give you a hand. With our skill and knowledge of the latest tax laws, our knowledgeable accountants will help you get every deduction and make sure you get the biggest refund possible. We will prepare your tax return faster and easier than you'd ever dreamed. Call 875-2500 and have the same person take care of your taxes every year. Someone you know and trust. Someone who's there to answer your questions all year long. Get the professionals who deliver personal service. Gustafson & Associates, 875-2500, located at the corner of Martin Luther King Jr. Drive and Pershing Road, Decatur.
So what's your New Year's resolution? If you're like most people, it's to get healthy and look and feel great. Well, sometimes, even with diet and exercise, there's still that stubborn, unwanted fat. Hi, this is Lindsay Romano, and if this sounds like you, then you need to check out Babbage Skincare's non-invasive fat removal treatment called Cool Sculpting. It's an FDA-cleared medical procedure that freezes away unwanted fat for good without surgery or downtime. Visit BabbageSkincare.com or call Babbage Skincare's medical spa today at 330-7839 to schedule your free consultation.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
You know, I don't think it takes much to make Joel happy. I've never seen a happier person than you. I mean, you are Mr. You and Mike Holvey. It must be a prerequisite to be general manager of media. But you are the most optimistic person I know.
It's a choice, I guess. But I think a lot of that comes from...
By the way, folks, this is Joel Fletcher.
Yeah. I think a lot of it comes from my upbringing. You know, my parents were that way, too. My dad was kind of the George Bailey of DeWitt, Iowa, in my opinion. And always a positive guy. And I think that is where you kind of find that. And then hopefully you keep it up.
Well,
sometimes you smile even when you're not happy, though, right, Kevin?
I don't. You do. You can read my thoughts on my face. It's a bad trait because I'm really not all that unhappy, but my face is saying,
sometimes says it.
What's wrong?
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about something. Nothing's really wrong.
Right.
I can't coordinate my mouth and my brain. I can't do them independently.
Yeah.
It's a bad trait, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway, we digress.
Yeah, I did want to mention two things coming up. One is just to put in a real quick plug for the Community Leaders Breakfast, which is coming up May 3rd.
Huge success. 750 people show up for that.
I just love it. I really do. And
how many
just,
years now?
Well, it's 15.
Jeez.
Probably 15 years.
Time flies.
It really does. And we haven't actually selected our keynote speaker because there's a lot of opportunities out there right now. And we're trying to get some feedback and on our committee and that sort of thing. But then
I want you to get Lance Burrow back.
I know. We talked about that.
Come on.
And it was always a conflict because of the Masters.
Well, but
we'll
figure
that out.
Now that he doesn't
out.
Do football anymore, he can do the other one.
He is so engaging in the community, too. I mean, he loves Decatur. You know, you guys always talk about he loves to go down to the brass horn when he's here.
I just talked to him the other day and we're texting back and forth. And he wants to know how the boys at the brass horn are.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
One other thing I wanted to mention coming up in May, and this will be a first for us, and we'll talk more about it, perhaps as we get closer, but we're partnering up with some folks, and we're going to be doing a really, really positive event indicator towards the end of May. And it's all surrounding not so much the empowerment, but it's going to be focused towards girls in the 11 to 18 year old range, and it's going to be building self-esteem, and it's all going to be driven by women who are leaders in the community. And
cool.
It's just going to be awesome.
The mayor's coming up next. She's going to like to hear this.
I can't wait to share that with the mayor at some point because it's going to be a real positive for Decatur.
No, you can do it in between commercials.
She's too busy.
Well, I mean today, right now.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat. Where's that going to be?
It's going to be out to Steve Harvey's place, of course. I wouldn't do it anywhere else because it accommodates
You just made me think, why didn't I have Steve Harvey on this one?
Well, you know what? He's an amazing guy.
He is an amazing guy and a great, great addition to this community. He's done so much.
There's a guy that's always engaging, too. I mean, always smiling.
So I got to say goodbye.
Yeah, thanks, Kevin.
All right, thanks for being here.
You bet.